God's way is not always the easy way. That's a lesson that we learn from the scriptures, and it's reinforced to us time and time again. It was true of Jesus, and especially we see this in his temptation, the way of the cross. Jesus would become Lord of Lords and King of Kings, but he had a path to walk that involved a walk up Golgotha's hill to the cross. Satan offered him an alternative. Listen to what he said. Let's begin with the first verse of the fourth chapter. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterwards was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil takes him up to the holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, It is written again, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. And again, the devil takes him up to an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get away from here, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and look, angels came and ministered unto Jesus. You see, the devil offered him all the kingdoms of the world if he would fall down and worship him. It was really a shortcut around the cross, and he really did not have the power to offer Jesus anything. It's what Satan always does. He presents us with a lie and said the easy way, the way of the flesh, the way of just doing what comes naturally, the way of worshiping this world and the things of this world. This is the easy way. The way of God is sometimes hard and difficult and involves suffering. Jesus didn't turn back from the suffering. In fact, he said to Satan, Be gone from me. I will go the path that God has laid out for me. No other path is acceptable. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the path that you have laid out for me. Sometimes I don't understand it altogether. Why, sometimes it's very difficult to walk that path. But I look to Jesus for my example, the one who never turned back from the cross, the one who never turned back from what you wanted him to do, the one who went forward even when he was tempted to take the easy way and to gain a lot of things in this world Satan's way. But your way, O God, is the best way. Your way leads to eternal life. So help me, O Lord, to walk that path that you've laid out for me and to be like Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.